because I'm an Olympian and because I do a lot of sports, mindset is everything. You know, we can train as much as we want physically, but mindset is everything. And when you're standing at the top of the hill, people think we're fearless and that nerves and pressure and everything doesn't get to us. But in reality, it does. I've worked with a sports psychologist for years, and I decided I wanted to train my mind to kind of be more present. And I thought, what better way to do it than totally submerse yourself in it? Take yourself away from the normal, get uncomfortable, and submerse. And so I was looking for a retreat, and my friend just happened to be running this one, literally across the globe. When I entered the retreat, we met a lot of the girls just for one night first, and we entered into 48 hours of silence. So you're reading people's cues of their body language instead of their social cues and how they speak. And you try to learn from people by their actions instead of their words. At first, your brain is kind of going crazy. And then all of a sudden, you kind of just sit in silence. At the beginning, your thoughts are so loud. And I think we're so used to that. Our thoughts are loud. There's music playing everywhere. It's sensory overload in our world right now. And I think what was so beautiful is taking that all away did make all sounds more amazing. We think mindfulness is a practice of sitting there totally silent for, you know, 10 minutes at a time, focusing on breathing, but really you can walk mindfully and you can talk mindfully and you can eat mindfully. And for me, it was this sense of being mindful doing anything that I did. The whole experience, especially sitting there in silence, awakened all my senses, but also made everything, it just made you have a sense of being aware of every single thing.